you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Wade Major and Peter Rayner. First up, The Greatest Night in Pop, a music documentary about the January 25th, 1985 recording of We Are the World. Wade?
It is extraordinary. We haven't seen much of this footage until now. They have almost everything from the creation of We Are the World. And Lionel Richie walks you through the whole process of writing the song with Michael Jackson. You hear from so many of the people who soloed in it and were part of it. And you're immersed in the chaos that wound up giving us this incredible song. You don't realize how much backstage drama there was in putting this all together. It's quite an extraordinary movie.
The Greatest Night in Pop is directed by Bao Nguyen. It's streaming on Netflix starting next Thursday and unrated. The romantic comedy Sometimes I Think About Dying stars Daisy Ridley and Dave Mirej. Peter?
Yeah, don't be put off by the title. And it's somewhat melancholy as a film, but it really gives you a sense of the loneliness and also the romantic yearnings of these two office workers, wonderfully played by Daisy Ridley and Dave Mirej.
The film is at AMC's The Grove 14 for a week, then expands wider next Friday. It's rated PG-13. The Tunisian drama Under the Fig Trees is that country's official Oscar International Film submission. Peter?
It's a terrific movie. It's one day in the life of a fig tree orchard workers. And I know this sounds not interesting, but it's so fascinating with all of these characters interacting. It's almost like a Tunisian Altman film.
Under the Fig Trees is directed and co-written by Arij Sahiri. It's unrated in Arabic, and you can see it on demand. Finally this week, Behind the Haystacks, a Greek thriller that's Greece's official Oscar submission for international film, written and directed by Asimina Proedrou. Wade.
A wonderful drama, very ambitious, certainly has more of a feel of a French film or a Belgian film. It reminds me of the Dardenne brothers and the kind of slice of life, kind of verite films that they do. It's about a struggling Greek fisherman, sells his wares across the border in Macedonia, but he just can't make ends meet. His family has all kinds of other tensions going on, so he begins to smuggle immigrants. And it is the cascading series of events that surround that decision that sort of define this drama, which is very much about Greek society, Greek culture, the feelings about immigrants. It wraps a lot of contemporary issues into one movie, and it does it very expertly.
Behind the Haystacks is unrated. It's in multiple languages, including Greek, with English subtitles, and is streaming on Film Movement Plus. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.